From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. At least two people are dead and 45 injured after a powerful earthquake struck southern Japan late Thursday. Both victims are from Ashiki, the hardest hit town near the epicenter. Earlier, Japanese Red Cross Kumamoto Hospital said they had treated 45 victims, five of whom were seriously injured. The U.S. Geological Survey said the initial 6.2 magnitude quake was followed by several others in Kumamoto Prefecture on Japan's Kyushu Island. At least 19 houses have been collapsed since the initial quake. Police said they fear people are still trapped under collapsed houses in the affected area. 2 years after Boko Haram insurgents kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls from the Nigerian town of Chibok, a video has emerged purporting to show 15 of them alive and well. VOA's Christine reports from Lagos, Nigeria.
The camera pans shakily over the girls' faces as they recite their names and where they were abducted from. The video, which was obtained by CNN, is the first time any of the 219 abducted girls have been seen publicly since Boko Haram released a propaganda video featuring a group of them shortly after their capture in 2014. As residents of the town gathered at the ruins of the school to mark the two-year anniversary, Chibok elder Ayuba Alamson said many had taken heart in the girls' appearance in the video. Others were wary. Philip Yama, whose sister Margaret Yama was abducted, says he's heard too many rumors about the girl since the abduction to take the video at face value.
I can't believe it until I saw this girl with my own eyes.
Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
World Bank President Jim Yong Kim said Thursday he's extremely concerned about the widespread creation of offshore companies. This is VOA News. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim said Thursday he's extremely concerned about the widespread creation of offshore companies by wealthy people around the world to evade taxes. Kim explained it takes large sums away from governments that need the money to fight poverty. Kim told a news conference in Washington he's distressed by the scope of the offshore accounts as disclosed in the Panama Papers. The recent report by investigative journalists is based on a massive leak of documents from the Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca that for decades has helped create such companies around the globe. Kim called for a more transparent tax system worldwide. Touching on several other issues, Kim decried the push in Europe to curb migration to the continent. A UN Children's Fund study has found a widening gap between poor and richer children in the world's wealthiest countries. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNICEF report analyzes the consequences of this growing inequality.
UNICEF social policy economic specialist Yekaterina Chen says the 41 country rankings are based on how far children at the bottom of the distribution fall below their peers in the middle.
Countries like Denmark, Finland, Norway, Austria, and Switzerland do best overall, while countries like the United Kingdom and the United States are right in the middle. At the same time, at the bottom of the overall ranking, we have countries like Turkey, Israel, Bulgaria, and Italy.
The report shows income inequality has increased substantially in one-third of the countries studied between 2008 and 2013. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. military has been conducting joint patrols in the South China Sea with the Philippines. Speaking at a news conference in Manila with his Filipino counterpart, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said the first South China Sea joint patrol was carried out in March. Defense officials say the second joint patrol was completed in early April.
These patrols will continue to help build our interoperability and improve the Philippine Navy, even as these patrols contribute to the safety and security of the region's waters.
American athlete Kobe Bryant played the final game of his 20-year career with the Los Angeles Lakers Wednesday night. Shortly after Bryant's season-high 60 points helped propel his team to victory over the visiting Utah Jazz, Bryant said the best part of the night was sharing the experience with his children.
The coolest thing is that my kids actually saw me play like I used to play.
I'm Jiabi Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.